Let your body relax and your mind relax by evoking the inner friend, evoking an attitude that is supportive of relaxation. You can't relax and the mind can't relax if there's a critical person inside or a judgmental person. The body can relax when there's somebody who appreciates it, is grateful. It feels love and respect. Love and respect and gratitude. And the body naturally relaxes in that environment. And the mind also, if you can just accept the mind as it is with all of its stresses and strains and all of the things it's having to deal with. And feeling some friendship and gratitude and respect and love for all that the mind does for you. And let the mind relax and simply be in that non-judgmental, respectful, caring attitude. Now, as your body and mind just continue to relax without trying to control, it's not a question of not thinking or stopping the thought flow, or controlling in any way, it's just simply letting it be and relaxing. Just let yourself notice your own presence, your own nature, just the me, the self, the you that has a mind, the you that has a body. Continue to relax. And just notice your nature, what you are like, with the conscious being that makes me, me. Not the thoughts or the emotions, not the things that are perceived or changing, but just your own presence. And continue to relax. Relax the body. Relax the mind even more. Notice your own nature is really the self of the inner friend, because your own nature is so non-judgmental, so supportive, so simple. The very nature of your being is the inner friend, in fact. As the mind becomes or gets to know yourself, having differentiated it from all the changing thoughts and moods, yourself becomes its greatest home, its greatest support. The very self of the mind is so strong, so benign, supportive, non-judgmental. That's your very nature. Unassuming and simple. These are just words that are pointing to the very nature of your being. You can use your own words to point to yourself. Let the body and mind continue to relax. This very simple self that I am. It is called the Beloved, or it's called Ananda. I am Ananda, fullness. I am the most dear. But all of these words, let them point to your own self-experience. Don't try to let the word define your self-experience, but understand why that word might be used to point to who you are. Why would somebody say, you are nature, it's me, yourself, is the Beloved? Why would they choose that word? Or that you are Shanti. Peace. Just relax into your own presence. Don't try to control the mind or body or anything. Just simply relax and notice your own presence amidst whatever thoughts or feelings or emotions that are there. They don't disturb. They don't and they can't disturb you, the one who's present to all of the sensations. fact, you don't need to be in meditation for this to be true. This is how it is. Yourself is always the same. It's always present. It's never touched or changed or covered by the activities of the day, the activities of the mind. In meditation, it gives you a chance to slow things down so that you can get to know yourself. To recognize the self that in fact is always there in just this way. Becomes clear in meditation, you can check on throughout the day, and you say, oh yeah, I'm always here, I'm never covered, I'm never changing. This strong, simple, non-judgmental being that I am. This care and support of nature that I am. He is the person that is present to all experience. I am present as I am, even to the most agitated mind. That's why I can, as though, bring the mind home, calm it down, and just let it be with me, relax into me. Most hurt mind, I can bring it home. Let it be with me. Just relax into me. Bringing it home is just a matter of recognizing I haven't gone anywhere. But the mind can as though get lost in its hurts and agitations.